We know Jesus suffered in the spiritual realm and the physical realm when he died on the cross. We have no way of knowing exactly what he endured spiritually in the heavenly places when he bore the sins of all of mankind. But we do know one ounce of evil is infinitely opposed to a holy God. How agonizing it must have been for him spiritually to bear the sins of all of mankind. We also know from the scripture that there were several extraordinary things that happened that day. Darkness came upon the land from noon until 3. The temple veil was torn from top to bottom. The earth quaked and rocks were split and the dead were raised. We receive much more insight from the scriptures about what Jesus suffered physically. In Matthew 26, we see Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he's praying intensely, asking God to let this cup pass from me, if possible, while still submitting to his Father's will. He experienced great anguish and sweat like drops of blood as he faces the coming suffering that he knew was ahead of him. And those closest to him, his disciples, he had a simple request. Stay here and watch, lest you fall into temptation. But they fell asleep. And it gets worse. Then he sees Judas coming with a crowd. Judas, one of those in his inner circle. And even though he knew when he selected Judas to be an apostle, well, Judas was going to betray him someday. Do you think that made it any easier for him to tolerate? Knowing that Judas had walked with him for several years and had seen nothing but righteousness from the Son of God. And then Judas greets him with a kiss. That's not what a kiss is for. A kiss is a show of affection. But in Judas' case, it wasn't a show of affection. And then Peter cuts off a man's ear, and Jesus heals him, demonstrating his peaceful surrender. And then they take him to the high priest, put him on trial to be judged. Falsely judged and accused by the Sanhedrin. How do you think it felt for the true and living judge, the Son of God, to be judged by men falsely? You think that hurt? It gets worse. Now he's got a second member of his inner circle, Peter, who denied him. Not just once, not just twice, but 3 times. And Jesus knew that was coming before it came. You think it made it any easier for him to suffer? And then they take him before Pilate, who finds no guilt in Jesus, but he's pressured by the Jewish mobs and the leaders to condemn Jesus. And so he appeases the crowd and gives them an opportunity to choose who they're going to release. And it wasn't Jesus. And then the Roman soldiers, they mock him. They spat upon him. They beat him. They placed a crown of thorns on his head. And we know he's the King of Kings. But it gets worse. Jesus, in his weakened state, couldn't even physically carry the cross. So they grab a passerby to let Simon of Cyrene carry the cross because they had seen what they had done to Jesus. And then he's nailed to the cross between two criminals with a sign placed above him mocking his kingship. How do you think the King of Kings felt with a sign above him reading King of the Jews mocking him? With all the unknown that Jesus suffered in the spiritual realm, and the verses were given to see how he suffered in his body and shedding of his blood in the physical realm. At the peak of his glory, at the peak of his agony on the cross, how does Jesus respond? Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." In Luke 23:34. Jesus asked our Father to forgive those who had crucified him, and by his shed blood and death on the cross, he asked our Father to forgive all mankind who repent and keep his commandments. Surely, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do, are the greatest words of love ever uttered.